Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Well, welcome in to a new week here on March 4th. Thomas Miller, thank you so much for joining us here on the Fun Astrology Podcast. We have a lot of work to do today, so I'm going to get right into things because I think that maybe, perhaps, this monthly setup, as we set up the month of March now, could be the most important we have ever done and will ever do for a while, perhaps except October, November, December at the end of this year. But this is really significant as far as what is shaping up to take place over about the next 6 weeks. First of all, a couple of technical things about today's chart. The moon is in Sagittarius as you're getting up this morning, but it goes void, of course, at 10:40 this morning Eastern with a square to Neptune. So there we were talking about get the stuff done on Friday because this void, of course, is driven by a square with Neptune. In fact, Neptune is prominent now in these lunar transactions, so we're going to be hearing a lot about Neptune, just like we heard a lot about Pluto. When Pluto went into Aquarius, Neptune took over, and that's going to be, we're going to be doing trines, sextiles, and squares to Neptune. And by the way, if you'd like to have this at your fingertips, go to funastrology.com/moon and get Kristen's lunar calendar. The Pisces calendar is in the queue, and when it switches over, we will update it automatically, and you can always go there and either just look at it real quick or download it for yourself, and we have all of these aspects on that calendar as well. The void, of course, as I mentioned, starts at 10:40 in the morning Eastern today, and then the moon goes into Capricorn at 4:15 p.m. this afternoon, so you've got about a 5.5-hour void, of course. Couple of other aspects today, but I really want to jump over them and just go straight to the month of March, and then if we have time, we might circle back at the end. But there are several things happening this month, and the one that I want to point out first is the one that sets the tone for the whole month. If you go to any one of your chart software programs, astro-seek.com, astro.com, or if you have one of the various software programs, put up a chart and maybe go back to the end of February. I don't know, February 21st, 22nd, something like that. And click it forward. And what you'll see is starting yesterday and today, the planets just almost in an animated form start to tighten up. And by March 7th or 8th, so just a few days from now, they basically tighten up into a pattern from 1 degree Aquarius, that's Pluto on one side. Just think of parentheses in a sentence, right? So Pluto on one side and then Uranus at 19 degrees Taurus on the other. So open parentheses, close parentheses. Well, if you add all of that up, that means that the planets are within 108 degrees of each other. Now, what I'm not including in this, if you're looking at this technically and you're saying, wait a minute, the midheaven, which of course it moves and swings kind of on its own beat within what we're talking about here. The vertex, which always hangs around the descendant point, the sixth and seventh houses, and the south node of the moon, which of course is always opposite, and the moon itself. If we were looking at a natal chart, the moon would be considered, but in this calculation with the transits, we're leaving the moon out because you just can't control the darn thing, right? And we are talking about transiting energy, passing energy. But Mark Edmund Jones wrote the book on horary that Robert talks about a lot on Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast, best book on horary, if you can find it. It's out of print, but it does pop up occasionally. Well, he also defined something significant, and that is the, what is it, 4, 5, 6, 7 chart patterns. I'm sure you've heard of these, the bowl, the bucket, the splash, the bundle, the seesaw, the splay. I believe those are all of them. And what we're talking about this particular configuration is the bundle. And the bundle is when all of the planets squeeze into the space of a trine, or 120 degrees. Well, here they are within the space of 108 degrees. They cover four signs, and that's one of the characteristics of the bundle shape, according to Mark Edmund Jones. Four signs are represented. In this case, Aquarius, Pluto, also Mars and Venus. And then Pisces, we have Saturn, the Sun for another couple of weeks, Mercury, Neptune. Aries is the North Node and Chiron at this point. Now, of course, we'll have some shifting in there this month. And then the fourth and final is Taurus with Jupiter and Uranus. So with Pluto at 1 degree Aquarius, and then all the way over to Uranus at 19 degrees Taurus, if you add all those degrees up, it comes to 108. What does this mean? Well, I've had my eye on this for over a year. I've been looking ahead, and when I saw this back in 2022, I thought, oh my gosh, what are we going to do for the podcast when this is going on? Because everything's going to be stacked up in there, and it's just going to be there very little action, really all the way into May, when the Sun and Venus began to pull out of Taurus and they enter Gemini, and finally the bundle starts to thin out a little bit. So think about it. All of March, April, and basically all of May is going to be this super concentrated energy. Now, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. We'll unpack this for the next couple of days because this is all very important. But throw into that, during the month of March, if you're above the equator, it's the spring. If you're below, it's the fall eclipse. The first of the two is the lunar eclipse on the full moon on March 25th. Then Mercury enters its shadow period on the 18th, and it turns retrograde on April 1st. And also the moon wobble, whether you're staging it 14 days out or 21 days out, we enter the moon wobble this month as well. Moon wobble peaks on April 4th with the Sun conjoining the North Node. Back up from that either 14 or 21 days, whichever you want to take your pick. But remember back to October, where when we had the Hamas attack that began this conflict that's been going on now, happened right before the moon wobble. So this is, I mean, we are in for a lot of stuff coming up, and we're going to be busy this month in spite of the fact that all of the planets are super concentrated and super focused. More on that tomorrow. We'll drill down on that, and we'll talk about some of the other things happening over this next month, which are significant. You guys have a great Monday. I'm sending you all kinds of love from the road. I'll be updating in the Facebook group if you're not in there, Subconscious Mind Mastery, and Fun Astrology Podcast Listeners private group on Facebook. Have a great day. Bye-bye.